Hello.
Hi, is this Sheila?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it sounds pretty noisy in the background.
Yeah, we're just having a little Christmas thing there. Whereabouts are you?
Well, primarily what I was wanting to talk to you tonight about was this lawsuit that the city has decided to do against all the
Right.
And I don't know how much you know about it or what you've heard about it.
Well, I know that I'm being sued, and I know that they're trying to intimidate people on the environmental front.
What levels? Federal employees?
Well, they're suing the Canada Centre for Inland Waters. It has about 300 employees who bring good jobs into the Hamilton area, scientists and oceanographers and climatologists, and they're suing at least three ministers and about 60 other people. Unfortunately, what they should be doing is respecting the right of citizens to follow due process in environmental law.
Did you see tonight's news clip from Channel 11?
No, I didn't.
They just flashed, looked like it was a sparring situation between Councillor Dave Braden and the mayor. They were talking about the $370,000 that the taxpayer dollars used to pay for Christine Silverberg. And the mayor flashed on the screen, and he basically said Dave Braden was responsible for stirring up that pot and causing a lot of problems by going out and talking to the natives.
Now we don't have the right to speak either. And when you do speak out, they hire people at, and I mean, the legal bills for the city right now are in the millions of dollars, all self-imposed.
Yes, and we're a city that's supposed to be cash-strapped. We have 100,000 people living below the poverty line. We can't house 7,000 people, and yet we can have all this money for the road. And I think, this is just my opinion, but I think the lawyer, David Estrin, is just looking for a way to find money to finance the highway.
He's milking a cash cow for himself. He's been paid millions of dollars. There's never been any kind of public accountability. And here's a mayor who coincidentally has said he had no money to spend on the waterfront when, for example, we were in the process of doing the waterfront development. All that waterfront was developed by the national government. They have no money, but they have a huge amount of money to build a bypass around the city, and they use intimidation tactics and gag orders on anybody who wants to speak out. And I think it's outrageous.
Well, that in the junction that they made up for Kings Forest Park to become private city property was just a law that the city made up to stop people from protesting, and if they went in there, then they could be arrested for trespass.
Well,
and this has cost the city I don't know how much by hauling these kids all back into court as well.
Well, exactly. I mean, somebody should wake up and realize that if the city council wants to take a good look at who's responsible for the current dismal economic state in the city of Hamilton, you have to look no further than the present administration at City Hall, because their far-sighted view is so far-sighted that they believe that economic development means building a road out of town.
With no industrial commercial development at the end.
They haven't brought a single business into town.
No.
Well, where's the new business?
And that's one of the things Dave Braden brings up in council all the time. What I wanted to ask is back in the time that they're referring to, what was your involvement? Because we've heard from Terry Whitehead on council standing up for you and saying, this was an environmental assessment. This
is
the right thing to do. Sheila did it for these reasons. What were your reasons at the time that you did it?
Well, I didn't do anything. I actually, there was a letter written by myself to the Minister of Fisheries, because the way the environmental assessment works, because there was a stream that was being diverted, the Department of Fisheries had to issue a license in order for the environmental in for the project to go forward, and in advance of the license they're required to do environmental assessment if there's any environmental issues involved. So 10,000 people wrote letters to the minister of the day, David Anderson, suggesting that there be an environmental assessment. And I was one of those people. As a member of parliament, I wrote a letter seeking an environmental assessment. The officials at the Department of Fisheries took a look at all the public interest, which was 10,000 letters, and decided that yes, indeed, they should proceed with an environmental assessment. Now, in the meantime, the city took the government to court, the federal government to court, claiming that we couldn't request an environmental assessment because there had previously been an environmental assessment done under a different piece of legislation back in 1988. And that was the point that was arbitrated in the courts. And the courts found that the 1988 or 86 assessment still stood, and therefore we could not order a second assessment, and therefore that was the end of the matter. Now, the reality is, at the time, I was told by the regional chair, Terry Cook, that it didn't matter to them if there was a delay for an environmental assessment, because the city and the region did not have the money to proceed with the project anyway.
That's right.
So this idea that somehow we cost them millions of dollars, it's a farce. They don't have the money to pay for the road, and they're trying to scapegoat somebody for their own financial mismanagement and excessive legal bills.
Yeah, if they just stop hiring David Estrin.
Yeah. I'd love to know what his salary's been over the last 10 years.
Well, he wouldn't tell in council chambers when somebody was asking him what he was charging us an hour for his presentation that was verbal because his PowerPoint didn't work.
Well, and not only that, PR and PowerPoint presentations on communications are not a legal opinion. There aren't that many lawyers that stand before council with PowerPoint presentations on communications. He's basically a high-priced communications person.
Right. Now, I looked at his history on the web, and I was surprised that he took the stance he did with City Hall, and I agree with you. He's just milking the mayor, and the rest of us are fools if we keep paying taxes to pay this guy to sue ourselves, basically.
Well, let's put it this way. The public has a right to know whether his fees mirror those of Christine Silverberg's, because if you paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to somebody to stop people from exercising their democratic rights, how many millions of dollars have they paid to a lawyer to try and sue public officials to prevent them from doing their job?
That's an excellent question.
I hope they will answer it.
Thanks.
Okay, super. Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.